Greetings, friends and listeners. May you be blessed by today's program as we lift our voices to declare, souls are crying, men are dying. We must do all we can at any cost to win the lost while there is still time and liberty. The message you will hear today, Will the Real Christian Please Stand Up?, is a clarion call of the Holy Spirit, and it came forth under a heavy, burning anointing. And I pray you will be touched by the same anointing as you hear this word of the Lord today. And I'll be back to tell you how to order our message, Will the Real Christian Please Stand Up?
We serve a great God because He has given us a great salvation. The reason why He had to give us such a great salvation is because we were such great sinners. And great sinners require a great Savior. Great sinners require a great salvation. Amen. And the only one that could fill the bill was the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth and mercy, sinless and pure in every way. Amen. To be our Savior. That is why there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Why the devil hates the name of Jesus Christ and all those who proclaim His name and live His word. You are a target. The devil is after you. Amen. But you can be victorious and live a godly Christian life that will glorify our Savior. And that's my desire. What about you? Amen. If you have your Bibles, we're going to begin in Luke, the 13th chapter. You might want to wet your forefinger and your thumb so you'll be real good and quick as we go through the scriptures. Because you know I like to give you a lot of verses. And sometimes I paraphrase for the sake of time. But sometimes I just want you to see it in the Word. And even though I know you know it and you've heard it, I don't know about you. But when I read something, I get more than when I just hear someone reading it to me. Everyone learns differently, but for me, I'll see something. A word will jump off the page, and I'll get hung up on that word, and then the Lord will tell me something and show me something I never saw before. And that's why you never can get bored with the Word of God, because it's line upon line and precept upon precept, and it's truth upon truth. And the more you search the scriptures, the more they will testify of Jesus Christ. John 5:39 says, He says, search the scriptures diligently. Diligently. No one has a right to say, I don't believe the Bible, God, that, what that says, that thing, until they've searched the scriptures diligently. After you have searched the scriptures diligently, and I'm talking about Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, then you come and tell me your objections, and we'll have a dialogue. But until you search the scriptures diligently, you don't have any business saying, oh, I don't believe that. Amen? He said, but if you will search the scriptures diligently, they testify of me, and you will find in them eternal life. Amen? And so we're going to begin in Luke, the 13th chapter. And I know you're going to get nervous right away. You're going to get nervous and say, oh my, I don't know why I came. But just, you know, just give me a little time to get started. And I promise you, you know, you'll feel better as time goes on. But Luke, the 13th chapter, verse 22. And He went through the cities, being Jesus, and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto Him, we don't know who this is. We don't know what person this was. Someone out there in the great audience said to Jesus, Lord, are there few that be saved? And He said unto them, that is Jesus answered him, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and hath shut the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. He shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, but we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Now let's see what's happening here. Jesus, being an itinerant evangelist and traveling from town to town and city to city, was preaching and teaching, and someone asked him this question and said, "Lord, are there few that be saved?" Now, I don't know about you, but I've wondered this a lot of times. I mean, I've looked around sometimes and say, "Lord, are there few that's going to be saved?" Have you ever thought that? You can't live in this perverse, ungodly, Christ-hating world and not wonder, "Lord, how many are going to be saved?" Amen? How many Christians are there in your world? Think about your world. Think about your family. Think about where you work. Think about where you go to school. Think about your neighborhood. And you may think to yourself and wonder, "Lord, are there few that would be saved?" But notice Jesus' answer. He didn't even bother to answer the guy's question. He didn't say a comment on whether there be few saved or not. He said to the guy, "You strive to enter in." He basically said, "What are you worrying about the numbers for? Why are you worrying about how many will be saved or not? What about you? Will you be saved? Will you go all the way? Will you enter into heaven, or will you be outside knocking on the door saying, 'Lord, Lord'?" Jesus said, "For I tell you, many." Now here he uses the word many, which is the exact opposite of a few. He said, "Many, I say unto you, will try to enter in, and they shall not be able." They will not be able. Now, is that because God's up there and going to shut the door and say, "Nope, I choose you and I don't choose you"? No, they won't be able. The word able means to be strong, to have strength. And there are people that do not have spiritual fortitude. They don't have the spiritual strength, and they're not going to go all the way. Amen. So what Jesus was saying is, don't worry about the rest, but I say unto you, if you will enter in, you're going to have to strive. You know what the word strive means? In the Greek, it means, the Greek word is agononatsamayo. I know it sounds real, you know, fancy, but it comes transliterated straight into the English language. We don't even bother to, you know, to change it with another word. We took it right out of Greek, put it in English, and said agony. Agonize. That's what it is. And you know what agony and agonize means. It means suffering. It means you're going to go through a time of suffering. And he was saying you're going to have to agonize to enter in. I like another scripture where it's used. In 1 Timothy 6:12, the same Greek word is used in there, but this time it is translated fight. Fight the good fight of faith. How many like that verse? Fight the good fight of faith. If you make it into heaven, you're going to have to fight. Now, don't misunderstand me. You're not going to work your way in, because salvation is free. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. It's the grace of God through faith, and even that's a gift of God. You're not going to work your way into heaven, but you're going to fight your way into heaven, because you have an adversary. You have an adversary, the devil. You have opposition that when you make up your mind that you're going to serve God, the devil is going to come after you. And some people, he'll come after them through the flesh, through lust of the flesh, through women and men and drugs and alcohol. But he comes after other people through intellectualism. And they get caught up in academia, and they begin to think that they're so wise. You're going to have to fight against all of these attacks of the enemy. Amen. Because let me tell you, the reason why you're going to suffer agony is because the gate is straight. Somebody say, the gate is straight. And you know what that word straight means? You notice it's missing the G-H, because that's another straight. That's this straight. This kind of straight is like this. Narrow. Confining, constricting. And sometimes you're going to feel like that you're being constricted. You're going to feel pressure on the left and on the right. You're going to feel pressure in the front and on the back. You're going to feel you're surrounded sometimes by pressure. That's how it's going to feel sometimes. But Jesus made it clear, if you will fight, if you will go all the way, you will enter in, and you will be able to enter into the straight gate. But you can't get into a narrow gate trying to drag the world and all the stuff with you. The scripture says in Hebrews 12:2, you got to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset you. The sin, every one of us has something we have to struggle with. Every one of us has a weakness we've got to overcome. And from time to time, the enemy will come back to see if we let our guard down. Amen. Then that word that says so easily beset you, the word literally means to surround you. And you're going to have to lay it aside. You're going to have to put it down. Amen. God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus are not going to come down and yank it off of you. You're going to have to put it down. But the moment you put it down, I want you to know the Holy Ghost is right there to say, if you will believe, I will give you the power that you will be able to overcome, because you are not of the world, because you are of God. And greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. You're going to have to strive. But some are going to come to the Lord and say, Lord, Lord, let us in. And the most tragic words could ever be spoken. He's going to say, I don't know you. I don't know you. They're going to say, but Lord, I was raised in church. I went to church Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 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 all day Sunday. I took communion every first Sunday in my church. I did all of these things. And you know what he's going to say? I don't know you. Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. The saddest words you could ever hear is for Jesus to say, I don't know you. You can't enter into my heaven. And we're not talking about people that never ever heard the gospel. We're talking about people who claim to be Christians and to know the Lord. I tell you what, I feel such a burning anointing on me, and I'm not even into the message really yet. So all I can say is, let's just put on your seatbelts, because I feel something here this morning. There's a spirit of burning and holiness. You may not like me. You may not like my style of preaching. You may think that's not the way I don't worry. Just forget about me and my style. I am who I am, and God uses donkeys. He can use me. If I say something that steps on your toes, you know, don't get mad at me. Just take it up with the Lord. But God is going to talk to us this morning.
Amen. What a sin-busting, devil-chasing message. Will the real Christian please stand up? It's time for everyone who names the name of the Lord to depart from iniquity. If you're not living right, don't call yourself a Christian and get out of the church until you're ready to walk the talk. It's time for Christian celebrities to lay down their titles and take up their towels of humility and wash the feet of the saints and serve the body of Christ. It's time for the righteous of this generation who stand in God's holy hill behind the pulpits and lecterns of Christianity to purify their hearts and cleanse their hands. And it's time for all of us to prepare ourselves for the onslaught of religious, especially anti-Christian, persecution that is being unleashed in our nation and will only increase as perilous times are here. If you are stirred by this clarion call of the Holy Spirit and you want to hear this message again and or share it with others, request offer number SK162 and send a love gift of $10 or more to support this radio ministry and help us keep the message, messages like this, Will the Real Christian Please Stand Up, on the air. Send $10 or more to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203, and request offer number SK162. Or if you prefer, go online and order at www.rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Remember, your love gift will help to keep messages like this on the radio. So order your copy today. Until next time, God bless you, and Maranatha.